There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, I'm Josh Mankiewicz from Dateline with a special preview of our new podcast, Internal Affairs. It's a story about bad choices and fatal consequences. Take a listen. It was dark when the killer shut off the engine. Only the soft ticks of cooling metal broke the silence. It was still warm and toasty inside the truck. Outside, where mounds of snow lined the alley, temps were in the teens. A quick wardrobe check, and the killer would be ready. Black robe, black gloves, black gun. One can imagine a short, steadying breath before the killer pulled on the Halloween mask. It was a Grim Reaper number. Black mesh allowed the wearer to see out, but no one to see in. It came with a black peaked hood attached. All of it cost a couple of bucks at Walmart. Up to this instant, it would have been easy to drive away, easy to do nothing, to melt into the city and become one of the faceless. Oh, but now the killer was committed. Pressure had been building like steam in a boiling teapot for weeks. No, months, really. The killer knew the target's routine, knew the woman would be locking up and stepping into the parking lot any minute now. The thing had to be done, and it had to be done right now. The Grim Reaper opened the truck door and walked briskly to the kill zone.
What's the address of the emergency?
2505 11th Avenue.
2505 11th Avenue?
Yeah,
somebody's
been shot.
Somebody's been shot?
Yeah, right outside. She's on the ground right now. Just ran around. Someone yelled out of your room, my wife in a mask, and just shot her and ran.
Didn't see him. Didn't see their face. Didn't see their hands.
You don't have often that someone puts on a Grim Reaper mask and comes down the alley and picks somebody out.
There's blood everywhere.
Okay, and you're sure she's not breathing at all?
Is she breathing?
What was it that caused the killer to get out of the truck that night, to confront a woman who was walking with co-workers to her car, and then pull the trigger? Was it money? Was it love? Was it pride?
Well, people have had affairs and mistakes and stuff like that. Well, I paid a heavy, heavy, heavy price. You reap what you sow.
This is a story of men and women who considered themselves to be good and decent. They were people who pursued truth at work while living lies at home.
I think there are many villains in this. I think everybody that turned a blind eye is a villain.
You'll hear plenty about villains in our story. But really, this could be a story about anyone. Anyone who ignores their better angels and their better instincts and becomes caught in the tentacles of circumstance.
I mean, when you're deceptive, when you betray a trust, sometimes there's a consequence, and sometimes the consequence is one you can't even predict.
Thanks for listening. Search for Internal Affairs to hear more and subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts to access new episodes 1 week early.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.